All right, welcome everyone to our weekly phone call this week. Want to make sure everyone's on track with their ability to persuade, motivate, influence, negotiate, all of the above, and, you know, answer some questions. Some of you are on live. You can answer your questions via the phone. I know most you're doing via the net. On Skype, you're muted out, so you have to email your questions there via ypersuasion.com. And, of course, many of you are doing replay, because in different parts of the world, it's probably the middle of the night or almost morning, depending on what country you are from. So welcome to the new people. We're just going to spend 15, 20 minutes on a persuasion tool. So we usually do take, give you some assignments, things to work on, and then, you know, take any questions that you have. Get a lot of questions just recently on influence and the internet, because you can influence over the phone. You can influence on a stage. You can influence via the internet. You can influence via your emails. And for many of you, it's all of the above. And if you don't know what the internet is, I can't help you there. But we should have some type of internet presence. And so I want to go over a few things that will help you out, some ways to increase your internet response. Because any Yahoo can set up a website, right? We know that. Any Yahoo could do that. But are you getting traffic? Are you getting conversions? What are they saying? I mean, anybody can put up a product on eBay. Why is it that only 40% of the products sell on eBay? You know, it has to do with the product sometimes, but also how you are marketing it, how influential you are. So let me give you a few tips today to help you out, kind of a shotgun approach. And this is whether you do a blog or newsletter. I know I do weekly newsletters. YouTube is also a form of traffic. So if you want to increase your traffic, your response, you should be adding these to what you do. Blogs are a great way. You can find e-zine companies out there, post a couple articles with a link back to your website. That increases traffic because Google loves what they call link backs. Sending out newsletters, reminding them to go to your website. YouTube has now become the number two search engine behind Google. Like, they say, oh, that's kind of interesting. Number two, yeah. So people want to see how to do it. They want to go straight to YouTube and figure it out. So YouTube videos, link back to your website, great marketing piece. That's something that can really build your credibility. Now, the good news for you is we're used to grainy, not so professional, no backdrop type videos. We're just concerned about content. So you don't have to worry about getting anything professionally done. It actually hurts more than it helps a lot of times to be a little too slick, a little too professional. So there's some ways to do that. Maybe you want to joint venture with somebody that will put a link on your website, you put a link on yours. I mean, that's an option, too, to increase that traffic. And that's all free. Other thing to think about, too, is your website colors. A lot of people make mistakes with their colors. Don't realize that with persuasion and influence that colors are a subconscious trigger. Now, 60% of the acceptance or rejection of a product of a website comes back to color. I mean, it really does. Make sure you have contrasting colors, and it needs to match culture. There's colors mean different things in cultures. You have to match professions. Red to one profession, the medical profession, is different than the accounting profession, which would be different than the teaching profession. I mean, they all mean different things, and so you need to match those. Because the studies are profound on colors. If you use the wrong colors, it just gives you a bad feeling. You know, let's take food, for example. They came out with green ketchup. Ew, even if it tasted good, people won't buy it. They've came out with clear Coke and clear Pepsi. It just doesn't feel right. Margarine first came out, it was white. No, they had to put food coloring in it. Milk jugs, a gallon of milk jugs, if you taint them a little yellow, turn them a little yellow, the plastic, the milk will last longer, but then no one will buy it. So you have to think about that with your website. Because they spend a lot of money on this. For example, laundry detergent. Just the box alone. So they put this laundry detergent in a yellow box and a blue box. And they had tested out and said, you know, the yellow is too harsh. Blue's too weak, but when they did yellow and blue, it was just right. Yellow is the first color that triggers in the human mind. That's an interesting thing. Also the first color to probably annoy you when to your website in yellow. Pink has a calming effect. A holding cell in Seattle, Washington, the inmates were fighting. They painted it pink. The aggression went way down. The fight stopped. So we can spend a lot of time on color, but think it through. Even with coffee, you know, blue's too, you know, put in different containers. Same coffee. The blue was too mild. The yellow was too weak. Brown was too strong, and the red was just right. So I want to spend a lot of time on that, but that's something to think about your website and maybe the templates that you're choosing. Now, when you get into the actual website, let's say they're there and they're reading, and they have to take a look at your offer, what increases the chance that they're going to see yes and purchase something? Well, let's go through a few of these. One that's very important on the internet, or even infomercials for that matter, is your guarantee. Your guarantee. What do you guarantee? Well, they should just buy it. Well, maybe they should, but today's people are so skeptical, they have to read your guarantee and say, I have everything to gain and nothing to lose. That's very important. You have to take all the risk. And some people are like, well, what if they take advantage of it? You know, what if they do? Good guarantee will increase your sales 30%. Very few people will return it. I mean, think about it. If you got a great product, just get it in their hands. They're going to keep it. Very few people are going to return it. Because here's, you know, I use guarantee. Let me give you some of my guarantees I've used that they'll double their income. You know, learn to coach with me and we'll double your income. Now, obviously, I need to interview and make sure they're in an industry where we can do that and we feel comfortable with each other, but that's a guarantee. And I will only use that if they know who I am and they're sitting on the fence. You only use a guarantee when they're sitting on the fence. You never lead with a guarantee. So I'm speaking at a seminar. I speak at a lot of different seminars. And maybe they just have met me for the first time. I've spoke for 90 minutes. They're, yeah, that sounds good. I need to learn persuasion, influence, yeah. And if I say, look, take it home, 90-day guarantee. And if it doesn't make you 10 times your investment here today, you get to keep the $1,000 worth of bonuses, and I'll give you $100 cash just for trying it out. Now, most of you, your knee-jerk reaction, well, what if dishonest people do that? Well, what if they do? If it's going to increase your sales 30%, go for it, number one. And number two, it's very, very, very rare. Some people will love it, duplicate it, and send it back, but you can't lose sleep over that if it's dramatically increasing your sales. So have some type of guarantee. Another one, too, is learning to build the value. This is a huge one for the internet, is understanding how to build value. I never recommend to fight on price. When you fight on price, it means you have no persuasion skills. You get what you pay for. So you have to understand that when you hear it's too expensive, it's usually a lie or you've blown your copy on the internet. You have to build a value. When they come to your investment and your price, it needs to be, well, I'll put it to you this way. They need to think, wow, that's it? Even if they can't afford it, they think that's it. Because human perception, when we see something online or even physically, we put a value on it. If I held up a CD, and I said, well, how much is this worth? Some people are like, well, 5 cents. Some people might say, well, 10 bucks. You know, it might be music on there. So 5 cents a blank CD, 10 bucks might be a music CD. They might say, oh, it's $100. It's educational material. Some might say it's $1,000. There's software on it. You know, what are they going to compare it to? Are they comparing your product or service to a Rolls Royce or to a used car? So how do you do that? Well, two best ways, depending on your product, which way you want to go, is the first one's called reduce it to the ridiculous. To put it in perspective, if you have a product, for example, if I'm going to coach someone for 12 months, well, you're going to divide the investment by days. So, you know, well, hey, that's only X amount of dollars a day. Oh, that's a can of soda a week. Or that's, you could say, well, that's a cafe latte a day. I mean, you break it down. See, if it's going to last 2, 3, 4 years, if I had a photocopier that was going to last 5 years, I would take the price and invest it by 5 years, the days. Well, this is how much we're talking about. We're talking about 2 cents a day or whatever it is. I'm just throwing out the numbers here. It's called reduce it to the ridiculous. That's one way to do it. The other one is seen on infomercials. It's called sweeten the pot. Works very, very well. It makes the deal look, it seems sweeter. And you know, the infomercials, they'll say, but wait, there's more. And this is where a lot of people blow it on their internet offers, is they put everything into one bundle. Okay, one bundle. Meaning you get all this for that. And I've done it too. Sometimes it's easier to do that. You get all this for that. You get all this for that. You get all this for that. It actually decreases the value when you lump it all together. You need to have bonuses. People buy just for the bonuses. Put value on those bonuses. Here's a study at a bake sale. So the first day, it's you get a cupcake and two cookies as a package deal, everything together for 75 cents and 40% buy. Next day, they said, hey, cupcakes for 75 cents. When you buy today, you get two cookies as a bonus. Now, logically, we know that's the same offer. But it went from 40% to 70%. So think about it. What can you offer? What can you offer that has high perceived value, maybe low cost? Is it a webinar, audio download, a report, free delivery, free batteries, gift wrapping, extended warranty, rush delivery, free consult? Any of those will probably take you down to the next level, as far as really building the value. So that's something you need to think about. Another one, too, is urgency. No sense of urgency. If they feel at any time, they can come back to your website and purchase, they will leave and never come back. That's why in infomercials or late-night TV, not available in stores. Because if any time, I'll just pick it up at the store. No, not available in stores. There's only 10 minutes left. There's only 200 of them left. They're going fast. That's urgency. So you need to understand that people will not make a decision unless you let them know they need to make a decision. One that I love, I see on the internet, is online travel. Places like Orbit, I think even Travelocity does this. When you're purchasing airline tickets, it says, two seats left at this price. Wow. Uh-oh. If I don't get now, I'm going to have to pay more. I don't want to pay more. Get them now, only two left. Boom. Home Shopping Network with their countdown clocks. Limited supply. Sale ends today. Limit four. That's an interesting one. I'll go to the store and buy ice cream. I'll buy four. My wife saw, why'd you buy four? I'm like, I don't know. Limit four. Disney and their DVDs. Wow. Last time this decade, last time this century, that puts a lot of urgency on it. So you need to think this through. Where is there a deadline? Is there limited space, hard to find, once in a lifetime, it's going to fill up? Legitimate, believable, real scarcity, and stick to it. Don't be one of the type of people that put those countdown clocks and you refresh it, it'll refresh the countdown clocks. It does work for some people. It is very persuasive, but if they figure out what you're doing, then you've lost all credibility. So you've got to take a look at that. So build up that urgency. And that's a key factor with the website, is learning to write copy. For some reason, people like, oh, I can't. It is an art and a science to write copy, but let me just kind of put a perspective to where you understand how you can do this. Is you take a great persuasive presentation, somebody speaking, take that word for word, that's great copy. That's what you're looking for. And that's what you want to do throughout your website. Get them in there. Get them interested. Talk about the benefits. Talk about the pain. Talk about your before and after picture, how it's going to solve their problem. And then within that, you have the guarantee. Within that, you've built the value. Within that, you have the urgency. And then always throughout that presentation, that copy, you need to make sure you use your social validation, meaning you have something to gain. Whether you're giving a presentation or on the web, it doesn't matter. You have something to gain. And they will always believe somebody else before they believe you. It's just reality. I'm not saying it's fair. So you have to borrow credibility from somebody else. How do you do that on the internet or in life in general? Testimonials. put testimonials on there. You can't have too many. I mean, if they had 100, great, just the sheer quantity. If they read it all, great. If they just go through them, great. If they look at the sheer number, great. That's important. Borrow credibility from other people. Get those. I know I did that when I was a first-time author. My very first book was coming out. And, again, first-time author, I needed credibility. So I made sure I put got an endorsement from Stephen Covey, that I got one of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Mark Victor Hansen, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Got one from Robert Allen, of Nothing Down and 1 Minute Millionaire, and Brian Tracy. So that's barring credibility. Because you notice when people buy books, they just kind of look at the front and the back, that's barring credibility. So you need testimonials. They can be video, they can be written, they can be audio. However you want to do it, the more you can get, the better. And the key thing about testimonials to understand is that ask people for them. Make sure you tell them exactly what you want them to say. Not as far as word for word. Say, look, I'm looking for, can you let us know how much money you made in the last 10 days? So and then let them fill in the blanks and put that in. That's very, very helpful. So you think about those as you do that. I kind of a smatter, but if you pick a few of those to work on, it will increase the, first of all, we look at the traffic, number one, to your site. We want to increase that. Number two, we want to increase the conversion rate. And that's going to be important. A question here. Can you ask your questions over the phone? Or just happened to me. I got a few questions I'm going to answer about this. This one's about copywriting and embedded commands. Now, if you don't know what embedded command is, it's going to be in your Magnetic Persuasion series. It's basically words that bypass the conscious mind, go right to subconscious. Being when you say, by now you realize, the embedded command's by now, or you will become wealthy. Now, it seems like kind of a woo-woo thing, but in even more important within text, if there's a certain thing you want them to kind of capture, underline it, italicize it, make it a little bigger, change the color, those are different ways, instead of just the words themselves, you can do that. Now, the other question is talking about the actual words and words you use. Now, I would recommend law of verbal packaging. That's also in your materials. It talks about the words you should and should not use. And that's important. Every word you use will attract or repel it to people that you're talking to. You know, we don't say used car anymore. It's pre-owned. Well, the home's convenient to the interstate. Yeah, it's in your backyard. You're not fired. You're downsized. When I give my students at the college a final, we don't call it that. We call it a celebration of knowledge. So you need to look. It matters. Every word matters. I can say, so I show you a picture of a basketball player, right? And I want you to estimate how tall he is, or estimate his height. So I have to be able to say how tall is he versus how short is he. And people estimate it. And when I say tall, it's 12 inches taller in estimation than short. You show people a video of cars crashing into each other. They've all seen the same video. The first group, you say, hey, how fast were they going when they smashed into each other? How fast were they going when they hit each other? How fast were they going when they contacted each other? And they estimate it, 10-mile-an-hour difference between smashed and contacted. Even with the perception of pricing, I can say half priced, buy one, get one free, or 50% off. We're like, well, those are all the same. Well, no, buy one, get one free outpulls the others by 40%. So we need to think. We don't say if, we say when. We don't say could, we say can. We don't say hope, we guarantee. We don't use but, because that negates everything in front of it. Just be a student of your words, whether you're sending an email or you're doing copy on the website. Those are all important with verbal packaging. Great question. Any questions over the phone or via the net? My thing I want you to do is just kind of think through, A, you need to have an internet presence. B, the two best things you can do is increase traffic, and there are a lot of ways to do that we talked about, and then increase your conversion rate. You do both of those, your website's going to do a lot better. When you understand the internet, we call it internet influence. Increase, put the scarcity in there, the social validation, the verbal packaging, and the word choice, it matters. I mean, and that's going to be your big lesson. We talked about colors and how they, those subconscious triggers. Words are the same way. Think about how you describe food. When you read how the restaurant, to read the menu and how the food just comes alive and sounds so good, that's what you're doing on your copy. You're making it very conversational, and you're looking at every word. That is your goal. Because if, let's just talk about verbal packaging. Kentucky Fried Chicken changed their name to KFC because the word fried had a bad association trigger. That is just kind of reality and how it's set up, especially with food. We don't call them snails, it's escargot, tripe is intestines. And we could go, go down the line as far as how we change names of things, but it matters. People even go to court. Lawyers go to court to decide what words they're going to use. Because if they use fetus, that's a different response than unborn child. And so they're going to fight to see what they can use because it does matter. So you have to think every word matters on your website. Okay, great question. Any other questions? Over the phone or via the net? I've got, and here, talking about if they should have an FAQ section. Yeah, FAQ is pretty good. It's not something you should lead off with. Maybe something they can look at when they're sitting on the fence. But your goal when you're writing and they come to your website is hopefully never, not ever need that. Your goal is always to pre-solve objections. And so if you know they're going to have a question or objection or something, put it into your copy. Pre-solve it before they've even brought it up. If they're going to talk about how big the investment is and that's going to be a concern, maybe talk about the value. Because if I'm going to coach somebody for a year, there's the value. I'll compare it to university, going to a university, and then that's comparable. People get that. Oh, that's right. You got to, education is an investment. And if I don't do that, then people might compare it to something else, like the CD. Is it worth 10 cents? Is it worth $1,000? What is it worth? Okay, so try to pre-solve the objections, anticipate the resistance. You won't get them all, but try to do that within your copy, okay? Any other questions? I want to hear about, that's a scientific word. Isn't scarcity getting overused and hokey? So there's your term today, hokey. I actually like that. Well, the answer is, yeah. Talk about a law that's been abused. It's scarcity. Last one left from your side. Furniture stores really going out of business again. But here's the catch 22. If you don't have any scarcity, they're not going to buy. If you use lame scarcity, they're not going to buy. So you need to leave realistic, urgent scarcity. And here's something interesting that I found through study is that you should have scarcity. Make sure it's real and believable. Always truthful, but make sure it's believable. They need to know why there's scarcity. Are you only accepting 5 people? It's one of my legitimate scarcities when I coach. I only take, one new person every couple months. That's legitimate scarcity. But when you do scarcity, make sure you buffer it with some type of reward. And the sale ends today. Although when you make a decision today, we're going to double your warranty. We're going to double your order. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you extra minutes. That simple. The scarcity versus reward. Hey, I need your answer within a week. That's the deadline. I need to have it then because that's when the prices go up or that's when we need to make the decision. And we can do it in a week. I'll give you an extra 2 weeks of consulting. I'll give you my book. I'll give you my CDs. Whatever it is you're throwing, and you don't want to say that. You're giving them something. You don't want to say throwing in to do that. So that's how you do it. So, again, the answer is yes, but we still need it. Taxes, if you get, just pay your taxes whenever you want. Just file whatever you want. Not going to happen. We need deadlines. That is just kind of how we are, okay? Any other questions? Be happy to handle those. We've got one here about the headline on the website. This, if it should be, what type of headlines pull the best? Wow, that's a great question. Well, first of all, headlines are powerful because I'm Googling, I'm searching for a solution to my problem for the most part. And if your headline doesn't solve my problem or arouse my curiosity, it's not going to matter. It's got to grab their attention. five keys, five dangers, blunders of. Have you ever thought about, grabbing attention is going to be important there. So arousing curiosity or solving a problem. How to increase your speed to wealth, five keys to become a millionaire. I mean, just really grab their attention. So headlines are important. Your headline's probably just as important as your copy because it's going to bring them into your copy. You just got to think about, what's in it for me? Why should I care? How's this going to solve my problem? That is what we're looking for. That's what we're trying to grab with the headline. So that is very important. But curiosity works well. It's been pulling well, especially with email, letters type thing. Curiosity pulls really well. And then, of course, you have just solving the problem. Five keys, five mistakes, what they need to be doing to help them out. So, headline is definitely up there. One more question. There's one here, then we'll... So it's Kurt, how do I know what colors to use for my profession? Well, we probably do yellow and pink. No, I'm kidding. I would kind of go to the businesses in that industry, in that profession, the biggest ones, maybe the top 10 biggest ones, and take a look at their layout, their colors. That'll probably give you a pretty big good feel as far as colors that are acceptable and colors that are working well. And it's a color thing. I mean, that when you go to a law office, you're expecting dark wood, you're expecting to see books, you're expecting there's certain things you expect. When you go to a hospital and it's painted black, that would probably bother you. So kind of look at the profession and the different colors. Like accountants, you'd probably never do a whole website in red. Red's probably annoying, and red's not a good thing for an accountant. You don't want to be in the red. Or even doctors, red blood might not be a good thing. So that's what I would recommend on that. I think that would help you out the most. All right. Thanks for your questions today and your comments and your feedback. The replay will be at ywhypersuasion.com. And the questions can be posted there, too. You can also find the Persuasion IQ. You can find additional products, things that you need. It's all in one stop at whypersuasion.com. So, thanks for being on the call today. We ask you out there and persuade with power. And we'll talk to you next week. See ya.